ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinean and Australian archaeologists are investigating whether a remote and rugged part of PNG was an important transit point in the migration of people from Southeast Asia across New Guinea and down into northern Australia. The archaeological dig at Mount Basavi on the Great Papuan Plateau is also incorporating the oral history of locals, as well as examining rock art that's never been documented before. Liam Fox reports.
It sounds like something out of an Indiana Jones movie. In dense jungle on a mountain formed by a collapsed volcano on the Great Papuan Plateau, archaeologists dig in a cave marked by ancient rock art. They're investigating whether this area was an important link in the migration of people from Southeast Asia to northern Australia tens of thousands of years ago. One of the scientists involved is Professor Lara Lamb from the University of Southern Queensland.
Anticipated that the plateau might have provided quite a useful corridor for people moving from the west to the east and eventually down into northern Australia.
The area where they're digging, Mount Basavi, is an ecological wonderland. Its isolated crater is home to plants and animals found nowhere else in the world and only recently discovered by science. Professor Lamb says the archaeological work by the team from several institutions is revealing treasures of a different kind.
There's an incredibly rich cultural assemblage. So I'm talking about all the fauna that people were eating, consuming, cooking in the cave, a range of stone artifacts. So people were making and using stone tools in the cave.
The cave where they're working is also adorned by rock art, which is being documented for the first time.
So they're carvings in the art. They're circular carvings that you may well be able to describe as vulvas. But there's also a range of other forms as well that could represent faces.
Another member of the team is Tepsi Benny from the PNG National Museum and Art Gallery. She says it's important work not just for the history of regional migration, but to provide details of when people first settled on the plateau.
Everyone is interested in our own origins, like where we come from. It's something that I can speak for most Papua New Guineans. They would like to know where they come from or their origins, something that places them in a position to sort of have a claim.
To get a holistic picture of the area's history, the scientists are working closely with the local Kasua people. Ms. Benny says their oral history and mythology form an important part of the research.
I look at ethnographic stories, we would say oral traditions or Tumbuna stories in Tokpisin, and try to see if they have any parallels to match archaeological objects from the digs we have.
The team was hoping to head back to Mount Basavi in November, but the coronavirus pandemic forced them to cancel their plans. They're hoping to return next year. The research project is due to run until 2023.